Good morning all. You're listening to Auroville Radio TV, the Colibri Project. I met Ingrid on a Monday night. She was the first person to respond to my call for the Colibri Project. A few days before, I received a mysterious email from her. I have a story to share, but you will need to come to my house if you want to hear it. Well, I love surprises, so yes, of course. Ingrid touched my heart, deeply. She told me that the night before she was anxious about sharing her deep personal memories, that she questioned herself of whether or not she should remain anonymous. When I launched the Colibri Project, I thought that it would be easy. I'm just asking people to tell me stories about someone who did a small change for the environment, their families, or for themselves. But it's actually a much harder exercise than I had thought, both for myself and the storyteller. Ingrid did it with grace, gratitude, and openness. When I arrived in the early evening at her apartment, she showed me an incredible nest built from spiders' webs by two sunbirds. She had been watching them for 3 weeks shaping this improbable nest suspended on a fragile branch, almost in the air. 3 days after we met, she emailed me. The nest has been torn apart and the chicks are gone. Ingrid was deeply moved by the female sunbird flying around the rest of her nest, calling for her little ones to come back. How an imaginative colibri will ever be able to reproduce the energy and the heat of a bird who is building up a nest before your eyes? Well, just because we would decide to believe so. Thank you, Ingrid.
I'm Ingrid. I would love to share a part of my life which was for me, changing my life completely. I was in a very, very difficult life situation, very desperate, very helpless, lost. And actually, I had no idea how to continue this life. Being aware something is missing, what could help me, but I could not find. And this was spirituality. I'm grown up in a Catholic family. My father hated the church and everything what was connected to this. I was also not really interested. I had a treatment because I did not feel really well. And this treatment was coming to an end. And I was thinking, and still I'm not free. I feel still lost. And I told the group of therapists, the treatment is finished and I have no idea, they only what I know, I will go to India again. And then they said, if you are planning this, it will be your death sentence. You are not ready for it. This was shocking me, but I had somehow not any other idea. And I was looking again, like before, on the map, which part of India I could go. Okay, try this. And then I was thinking, okay, Himalaya sounds quite good, but I'm not trekking, I'm not interested in any kind of trekking. And I looked for some 5 people, they were needed for the special permit to go to Sikkim. And they were coming, they all wanted to go for a trek. We said, okay, let's travel together. And then it happened, I lost them in Kolkata. I don't know why. I needed them because I did not speak any English. So I needed them for help. So only I got a flight to the Himalaya. And then coming up to the Himalaya totally tired in a long way, and it was dark, I could not see anything, and I'm coming from Munich, there are also mountains, what should be special on the Himalaya, I cannot understand what there should be special, and it was night, no mountain to be seen. But I stayed in a little hotel running by somebody from Switzerland, and it was very cold, I was the only guest, and we talked the half night together. And maybe we had a nice talk, and maybe this was the reason he dared to knock on my door at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning with a blanket. It was very cold, it was December, and said, "You have to come with me." And he took me on the roof from his hotel. And I could not believe what I'm seeing there. I was in front of the third biggest mountain in the world, 8,600 meters high. The sun was rising, the mountain was orange, and Tibetan monks were drumming this day a good morning. And I broke down. And I surrendered completely, finally. I could not stop, and only knowing, okay, that's it. I heard sometimes the Himalaya should be a very special place, and I was only saying, now I'm here. If you will take me now, please, I'm here now. I was crying for hours. On the next day, the group arrived, and they wanted to convince me I should come with them, and I said no. And the hotel owner said, I can send you, there is a little lake, a holy lake. I said, oh. Yes, this I can imagine. I'm lazy, not walking. And on this lake there was a monastery. And the taxi driver was asking me, would you like to go there? And I said, no way. No. It's too much. And then thinking, oh, yesterday happened something. Maybe I should not say no. And saying, okay, I will try. And then I walked to this monastery, and a nice, very fat Tibetan monk was there, smiling at me. It was not cold. The sun was coming in, it was a warm wooden floor full of flowers. They made maybe a celebration before. And he turned away and closed the door. I was alone inside. And then, the first time in my life, I have seen this Tibetan Buddha, 4 meters high, beautiful. Beautiful. These beautiful arms are waiting for me. Yeah. And my heart was finally open. And I went back to Germany. I found a Tibetan Lama. I was studying 8 years, the Tibetan Buddhism. All what I needed was starting with compassion to myself. And then slowly coming out from this, starting to have compassion for others. And also for forgiveness and forgiving. This was a life turning point. I started to come home in my soul and and it was changing my life.
Un matin comme tous les autres, un nouveau pari. Rechercher un peu de magie dans cette inertie morose. Clopin clopant sous la pluie, jouer le rôle de sa vie. Puis un soir le rideau tombe, c'est pareil pour tout le monde. Rester debout mais à quel prix? Sacrifier son instinct et ses envies les plus essentielles. Mais tout peut changer aujourd'hui et le premier jour du reste de ta vie. Plus confidentiel. Pourquoi vouloir toujours plus beau, plus loin, plus haut, et vouloir décrocher la lune quand on a les étoiles? Quand les certitudes s'effondrent en quelques secondes, sache que du berceau à la tombe, c'est dur pour tout le monde. Rester debout mais à quel prix? Sacrifier son instinct et ses envies les plus confidentielles. Mais tout peut changer aujourd'hui et le premier jour du reste de ta vie, c'est providentiel.